Hey everyone, it's your girl, Auntie Faith, and welcome to the No Vex podcast, where you should not vex about anything that we say here, okay? So today, I'm not here with my favorite co-host, Chidi, but I'm here with somebody else that y'all need to know about, okay? Today I'm here with Psycho YP. Psycho, say something to the people.
What's good, my people? The biggest YP.
Hey. Okay, so this is going to be an exciting episode. I hope y'all are ready for this journey we're about to go on. I'm going to do a little intro on who Psycho YP is. He's a 25-year-old Nigerian artist, up and coming. His music is in different genres, ranges from rap to grime to drill, hip-hop, R&B, you name it. His catalog has achieved over 30 million streams across all platforms, and in 2020 he was featured on over 34 released songs. This is the most featured artist in Nigeria that year. What an accomplishment. Clap for yourself. I beg, let's do it. That's great. So today we just want to talk to you about your journey, you know, to the music industry, more about who you are, and get your name out there here in the diaspora, right? I want to start by asking you, what does Psycho YP mean? Why did you name yourself that? Because I know that's what your parents named you, Abby.
It's a nickname. Okay. It's like a secondary school nickname. So, like, some people used to call me Psycho.
I'm saying because Psycho is a very crazy... Why did they call you Psycho? What did you do?
One or two things. But, like, that's all good. And then eventually they started calling me Chulo, Papi Chulo.
Okay.
I changed it to Young Papi.
Okay.
That's what YP means.
Okay.
And I just put Psycho on YP.
Okay. Psycho Young Papi.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that. I can feel it. So talk me through your journey into the music industry. How did it start?
It started in school, I think, like most of us.
Okay.
And, like, I don't know, man. I think my sister and my sister used to write music. My brother used to write music in school, when they were in secondary school. So I was a lot younger then. Okay. But I was always, like, listening to them and, like, stuff. And my sister always used to put me on to good music, rap music. I think eventually it just kind of, like, clicked. And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get in a studio. I'm looking for a studio.
Okay.
So I found someone that was also in school. Same age as me, like, I can't remember, like 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
He had a whole studio set up.
Oh, wow.
Everything. And I was like...
At that young age?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, like, we have the same name. Literally, like, it was crazy. I'm like, yeah, we got to connect. This is God. And, like, yeah, from there, it was just all music, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then from there, you just skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
So when was your first album released?
My first album, I don't have a studio album. I just have, like, projects, mixtapes, EPs.
Okay.
I don't have a studio album yet.
Okay. When was your first EP?
My first EP was in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I think. My first proper EP. Mm-hmm. I think I had an EP or two before then, but these are just like...
Proper one.
Yeah, like one of the proper, like, you know, like before we really got into studios, we were just vibing on like random laptops and earphones and whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first proper one was like 2018, 2019, yeah.
So you're in school, right? You meet somebody that also is doing music. You're interested in music. What did your parents think when you came up and you were like, Mom, Dad, Luko, I'm going to be an artist, a musician?
Oh.
And we know how Nigerian parents are. What do they say?
They were like, finish school first.
Of course. Get that education.
Like, finish school first, then you can talk about it. But like, eventually, it's just a thing of like, them seeing what you're doing, and like they see me like out every night, but like it's shows I'm going for and whatnot. They just have to, like, at a point it's just like, okay, this is what he's doing.
There's nothing, you cannot change it at this point.
Yeah, you can't change it. And for me personally, like within like 2-3 years, I wasn't even in the country because I didn't go to uni in Nigeria. I went to uni in England.
Okay.
So I wasn't in Nigeria for like 4 years. I was just going back for Christmas or one or two holidays or whatever. So in that space of like 4 years, it went from me trying to go to shows to people she like that work with her are posting my stuff on your story. So like she's like, why is this person that is in my office posting your video on this story?
So she's seeing you becoming famous a little bit. Like everybody's so like, posting you.
If you go
down
through our chat, you just see videos of radio. Radio. If she's driving and she hears me on the radio, she makes a video and sends it to me. So like, yeah, it was just like it went from that beginning stage to seeing all this.
Yeah.
So like she's just like, yeah, this is what he's really doing now. Yeah. So yeah.
I think that's the thing that I like about Nigerian parents. I like a lot about them, don't get me wrong. But one thing is that once they see your passion for something, they'll be like, okay. And you can be successful in it, fine. As long as you're happy and successful. Yes, at first it might be like, you have to be a doctor, you have to be a lawyer, you know. You have to have one of those careers, but you can be successful in anything that you do. And you're a prime example of that. So I read it somewhere that you own the rights to your music. You're an independent artist.
Yeah.
I don't really know a lot of independent artists. Why did you decide to not be under a label and why you want to be independent?
I mean, that's a tough question.
Really?
Yeah, it's a tough question because it's not like, it's like, okay, the reason why I'm still independent is because what I'm looking for from a label, it's kind of hard to, you need a solid foundation before a label will give you what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a personal deal. I'm looking for a collective deal because I have a collective.
Oh, okay.
Azanti is signed to the collective.
Okay.
There are other artists in Nigeria that are signed to the collective.
Okay.
I'm not looking for something for myself right now. I'm looking for something that's going to
bring everybody
everybody.
That's good, yeah.
But like a lot of people need to, like, you understand, you have to show walking.
Yeah.
So you have to really put your mind to it.
Yeah.
And get your own ground before these people really make that happen. So
yeah.
I will probably sign to a label eventually. Well, we will probably sign to a label eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as of now, I'm just bowling. I'm just chilling.
Mm-hmm. I hear you say we a lot.
That's
right?
That's the
like,
collective. That's
I like that. The fact that you're, it's not just you, but you want to bring others with you.
Mm-hmm.
When did you have that mindset of like, I'm a collective? It's not just me here, but there's other people around me, and I want to have those other people come along with me to this journey. Because a lot of people, sorry to say this, but like Nigerian artists, we can see that they very much care about themselves.
Yeah.
They don't want to bring other people up. Like, I see that low key, but I feel like with you, I'm hearing something new. I'm hearing something different. And I like that. The fact that you're talking about, you know, I'm a collective. I want a label who's going to not just take me, but take my team with me as well. Take all of us. Because we all got to eat. We all have to go up there. So when did that mindset, you know, come into play in your head? And how do you battle the idea of it's not just me? Or let me not be selfish. I don't want to use the word selfish, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it was just a time where we were in Abuja and there were just a lot of creative people around me. And like, at the time, we were all just doing everything ourselves. Like, my boy that I started music with, he was, shout out Kudi, he was like voicing everybody, mixing everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. He went to film school, started shooting videos for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
oh wow.
Yeah, it just looked like a whole powerhouse, you know. So I just felt like, yeah, I can't just, like, let this whole vibe just, like, waste, you know?
Yeah.
These are a lot of creative people, and these are people, these are good people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just decided to, yeah, go along with it, go ahead with it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I like that. I like that. So, what do you categorize your music as? What genre? Because, you know, I read out a lot of different genres. Hip-hop, rap, even when I was listening to your music, it's very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you yourself categorize it as? Is it Afrobeat?
Nah.
Oh, you said nope. Nope.
Nah, I'm a rapper. I do hip-hop.
Okay.
I only recently started doing Afrobeat proper. Like, I'm a trap head. Like,
okay.
Like, you understand? Like, I'm a hip-hop head. I'm a Travis fan. That's what I'm on. I'm on that vibe. I'm not really on an Afrobeat vibe, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying making it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you call it Afro trap?
It's not really Afro trap because I know what Afro trap sounds like, and that's not really what I'm making unless I want to make Afro trap. But if you listen to my past projects, you're just gonna hear trap, like international trap. This is international music. This is something Lil Baby could go on. This is something anybody could go on. It's not limited to African stuff, because most of the people doing Afrobeat, they grew up in Nigeria. I didn't really grow up in Nigeria.
Yeah,
I grew up in England.
It's a British boy.
I grew up in England, and that's really where I started to like that's as far as back as I can remember. I can't remember the whole. I can remember some bits from night, but
yeah,
when I moved to England, I feel like that's really where my life really started.
Yeah.
And it was just like shuffling England, America.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that makes my sense. It's based off of like how you grew up and where you grew up. So that's why your music is heavily influenced more so by the Europeans or Americans versus like Nigerian specifically, and not considered Afro anything. But I think this is music that can speak to a lot of people, because not everybody likes Afro beats, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people just want to listen to trap. I know a lot of guys who love Lil Baby.
Yeah,
those are the people that are going to be listening to Psycho YP. Abi, exactly. Speaking of that, what is your favorite song that you have done? Period. Why are you laughing?
My favorite song is To the Max.
To the Max.
Yes, old.
Okay,
really old. But
so
I think that's...
walk me through the song. You know, what's the purpose of the song? When you created it, things like that.
I was trying to find my bag. I was trying to get in my bag.
Okay.
Like, you know.
We're all trying to get in our bag.
But as an artist, you have to find your sound, you know. You have to. And at that point, I feel like that particular record really, like, gave me, like, opened my mind up to what my sound should be.
Oh, okay.
And at that time, I was alone, like, in uni. Like, I didn't really talk to nobody. Oh, I was just recording all this music.
On the grind.
Just trying to learn how to mix, learn how to. I was trying to teach myself how to mix, so I was just recording myself, teaching myself stuff.
Okay.
And at the time, Odunsi was real big. He was getting real big in Nige. He was just, like, catching, but everyone was like, Odunsi, everyone was on the OT wave. And I hit him up for the verse. I hit him up for a verse, like, two times for other songs. But he didn't really, he didn't really respond to those songs. Then I sent him this one, and he was like, yeah, this is the one. I'm like, all right, cool, then. We lit. Are you going to send the verse? And then I think he just sent it one day. And I was like, bro, it's crazy. It goes crazy. That's one of my favorite songs. Every time I go back home, like home, like Port Harcourt, because I'm from River State, my uncles make me perform that thing, that song, every time we're in the club, because we own like two clubs.
Okay.
So anytime we go to the club,
that's the song.
I'm performing it by Fire by Force.
I need everybody to go listen to the song. Please say it again for the
to
people.
To the Max featuring Odunsi the Engine by Psycho.
Yes. Y'all need to run up the views like ASAP, okay? Because we need to have you perform that here in LA. Period.
Yeah.
Now, what makes you proud to be a Nigerian? Because now you were just talking about the fact that, you know, back home you have clubs and stuff like that, and you like to perform your music, and you're from the Igbo tribe, right?
I'm quarter Igbo. I'm not really Igbo.
Okay, so
I'm
tribe
from
Port
Harcourt. I'm an Ahudama. Like, this is I'm from River State.
Okay.
I'm from like the same village as Berna.
Okay, so what makes you proud to be a Nigerian?
I don't know. I mean, we just have some type of vim for the support that we. It's crazy vim for the support Nigerians have for themselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one thing that's really pushing us further. You know, we're a lot. We're everywhere, and we're just like supporting ourselves. And yeah, that's what's really pushing the movement in Nige. So yeah, that's one thing that makes me proud to be a Nigerian, is that we really know how to support ourselves anywhere we go.
Yeah. You know what? Thank you so much, Psycho YP, for coming here today and talking to me about your journey, your music.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, what makes you Nigerian? And we cannot wait to see you blow up.
100%. It's coming.
I need to be hearing To the Max and clubs here in LA.
No worry. Period. Many, many other songs.
Exactly.
Grammy stage.
As
many
in
things. Wipe your auntie, Grammy Steve.
Fa, 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 fa. So thank you all for listening today to the Novex podcast here with our guest star, Psycho YP. Psycho.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
it. Thank you for being here. It's been so fun. I hope you guys learned something today. And go run up his music. Like, I need everybody to start listening to the Max and to all the songs he has in this discography. We'll see you next time, Novex podcast. Remember, Novex. Psycho, you want to end out anything?
A big. yeah, please check me out on everything. Psycho YP, PSYCHOYP. Bow.
Peace.